Lodge, 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Some pharmacies have been hobbled by a cyber attack that have left them unable to verify insurance information for prescriptions. Patients forced to temporarily pay out of pocket.
With this latest attack, a pharmacy near Pittsburgh is using the honor system, giving patients their meds now and billing insurance later.
Large pharmacy chains like Walgreens and CVS are reporting only a limited impact from this attack. It's the smaller pharmacies that have been most affected. Many have now switched to paper processing, which is causing delays and backlog.
ABC's Lionel Moise. The top four congressional leaders go to the White House today to huddle with President Biden on keeping the government open past Friday night. The odds against the Kroger and Albertsons grocery chain merger are getting longer. Federal Trade Commission is suing to stop the $25 billion deal, saying it would eliminate competition and lead to higher prices. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Early ballots in Wisconsin won't be counted until Election Day this fall. State Senator Dan Knodel tells WYSN-TV's Upfront that he has no plans to bring the so-called Monday processing bill before the Senate Elections Committee this spring. The bill would let election workers start counting early ballots the day before Election Day. It recently passed the Assembly with broad bipartisan support. A new report says only 1 in 3 people with commercial health insurance can find proper mental health care. Stanford psychiatrist Benjamin Miller says the American system treats mental health as less important.
And when you're in a crisis, will you or your loved one get the help that they need? You have to work harder to get that help. It's almost like the cruelest irony in healthcare.
The report was released by the mental health advocacy group Inseparable. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
It's the Bucks and the Hornets tonight.
Hi,
I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are back home, and what Giannis says seems like forever, taking on the Charlotte Hornets.
Going home now. I feel like we've been on the road for so long. Play against Charlotte. They're a tough team, young team, play fast, very, you know, scrappy, crafty players. Dangerous team. We have to, you know, respect them and play good basketball. Play hard like we did. Hopefully we can get a win.
Bucks forward Bobby Portis.
The second half of the season. It's a sprint right now. 24 games left. We had 26 after the break. Every game starts to matter.
College hoops. The Wisconsin Badgers in Indiana to take on the Hoosiers. NFL. The Packers at the NFL Combine. GM Brian Gutekunst says he thought Green Bay was on their way to beating the 49ers and on to the NFC Championship.
Yeah, we were, you know, 5 minutes ago in that game. I mean, I think we were squarely thinking that's where we were headed.
That's Brian Gutekunst with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Now, we tend not to think about now. We dream about tomorrow, relive yesterday. But right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. Victory over cancer is there for the taking by you, because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory. Learn more at V.org.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Tuesday on Matt Nair On Air, Lisa Schiller from the Better Business Bureau joins us to explain the difference between charitable groups and political donation groups. Make sure you join us.
Sunshine early today, then rain and snow possible after around 2 or 3 p.m. We'll get to around 51 early this afternoon with temperatures falling into the upper 20s by late today. The wind will be northwest at 10 to 20, gusting to 25. Tonight, some light snow, 3 above. Tomorrow, sunny 19. We're back to 43 by Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
I'm Trigvi Olsen. Steven from Green Bay. Go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Alma Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Tuesday on Nightlight, I'm joined by comedy writer Andrew Genzer and Journal Sentinel Entertainment writer Chris Foran. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe from 7 to 9 p.m.
Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 a.m. WBZH.
1670 a.m. The Zone. From her mouth to the field's ears, this is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Little light rainfall in the Madison area to start us off on a Tuesday morning. Hello, everybody. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke. Tickled you're joining us to talk about weather and what's happening in Wisconsin agriculture. Today, it looks like it's going to be very warm. Partly cloudy skies, a little rain this morning. 68 are expected high. Tomorrow, just the opposite. Sunny but windy. 28 the expected high on Wednesday. Thursday, sunshine and 47. Friday, partly cloudy, 51. Sunshine returns on Saturday, 61 degrees. Stumacher Ag Meteorologist on the way this morning with weather details. Also on the way, John Heinberg, Market Advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. Markets right now in Chicago are trending stronger. Keep an eye on that. And also, tomorrow is the beginning of enrollment for the Dairy Margin Coverage Program for our Wisconsin dairy producers. We'll talk a little bit about that as well. Protect Our Farms. It's an anthem that's being brought up down at the state capitol. Outside ordinances, outside of our borders, could actually dictate how Wisconsin farmers handle their business. That's not something we want. We've got all the details on the way.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual is the number one farm insurer in Wisconsin for a good reason. As a company founded by farmers, they understand the ag industry and its challenges. Local agents offer farm families the best advice and personalized coverage. Visit ruralmutual.com to find an agent near you.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Farm Bureau offers such diverse and creative ideas for the agriculture industry, and being a dairy farmer, I feel like I fit in and can grow personally and professionally. I was actually just recently nominated and selected as a finalist for the 35 Under 35 program, and to be recognized as a young female in agriculture is truly special.
WFBF.com.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
If you're like me, then these unseasonably warm temperatures have thrown a wrench in your winter plans, but they've also kept agriculture on its toes. I'm Stephanie Hoff from the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison. Temperature fluctuations can pose challenges for the potato crop, both when it's in the ground and right now while those spuds are in storage. Agronomist Mike Kopis with Waisaki Family of Companies in the Central Sands says the forecast dictates the survival rate of pests and diseases over the winter. It also influences the quality of potatoes in storage. He surprised me with just how much monitoring they have to do with those stored tubers.
We've struggled a little bit because we want things to be stored at about 40 degrees. And so when you have temperatures above 40, we have to keep the doors closed. And so the potatoes can't get fresh air then. And so that becomes a challenge. Now, we have had cool nights, and so it hasn't impacted us as much as if we had a very cold winter. So if when we have a very cold winter, we can't let the really cold air into the storages. And so we have to minimize the amount of time, which means we don't get oxygen into the potatoes. And the potatoes are alive. They're living and breathing, and so they need oxygen just like we do. If it's real cold, we have to shut that off. If it's real warm, we can't allow the piles to warm up. And so that causes them to go downhill in terms of the quality and some of the diseases it favors when they warm up. So we want to hold them at that 40 degree temperature for fresh market as long as we possibly can, because we have to pack potatoes all the way out to the 1st of August. And so they have to be pretty cold even going into the summer months so that we can retain that cold and keep them from sprouting and keep delivering to the packing sheds in the stores. So
for folks who have potatoes maybe stored in their basements or something, you know, from the grocery store, can you give us a visual comparison of what might be happening to a potato in warm weather as if it was happening like in someone's home? Like, what does that look like?
in somebody's home, you're obviously at like room temperature. You're probably above 60 degrees. Maybe you have them in the basement where it's a little cooler. But it really comes down to when in the season it is. And so when we harvest the potatoes in the fall, they still have dormancy. They're dormant. They're not going to grow. But then once you get into this time of year, January and February, those potatoes are looking forward to the new season. And so they want to grow. And so they're ready and prepared. And so they need signals. They need warmth. They need light. Some of those kind of things are telling them, hey, it's time to grow. And so when you have those in a home setting, those are the things we're trying to minimize in a storage. We want to keep it dark and cold. And so the best thing you can do at home is keep them dark and cold, really. And you're not going to change the path of biology. They're still going to do that. And so maybe as you get further out, it's a little harder to do that. But eventually, yeah, they're going to grow. And so it's just about keeping that at bay as long as you can.
So warm weather could be problematic. What about really cold weather? Like when we had that week of, you know, below zero temperatures, does that ever become problematic if we see that again?
It does become problematic if it's an extended period of time. That was only like 7 days that we had of cold weather. And so we were still able to open the doors enough and get fresh air into those piles. What really comes to bear is when we have 2, 3, 4 weeks of extended cold weather where we have to add heat to the piles to keep them at that 40 degree temperature, or we have to get CO2 because they're breathing, get the CO2 out of the systems. That means we have the doors open. That means cold air is getting in and we can't risk freezing those potatoes. And it's even more so for outside of fresh market when you get into processed varieties for potato chips, whether it be for French fries. Those we have to store even warmer than 40. So in some cases, potato chips have to store at 50 or 52 degrees. Well, that presents even more challenges. And then the other thing is as you add heat, you also have heaters that are adding carbon dioxide to the pile. So you're supplementing even more because you're having to warm the pile. So there's a number of challenges that come with long extended periods of cold temperatures.
How advanced is a potato storage facility? You talk about opening and closing doors, but is it more advanced than that? Is it a ventilation system?
Oh, yeah. There's very advanced in terms of ventilation systems. Typically, we pile potatoes to about anywhere between 14 and 18 feet in height. And so you have to push air up through. A lot of our systems have pipes or culverts that have holes in them that we push air through those culverts. Now the new technology has gone to air floors. It's almost like you see in grain bins where you push air through a slotted floor and then the air pushes up through the pile. And so that's how we're managing the air within the piles in those new storages. And the other thing is we used to be all manually driven. If you had to go and do something in the potato storage, you had to go and physically do it by hand. Now I do it all from my phone. And the bins themselves are loaded with sensors that are telling us the metrics of the pile. Like, what's the pile doing? How it's behaving? So we can track oxygen, CO2, temperature, all those different things are real time on our phone so that we can respond to them. So the management is much more involved than it was when we were doing it by hand.
I do have a question about some of the disease and pest pressure that you did or didn't see last year. Maybe it was weather related.
Yeah.
And how that's going to impact what you see in 2024 and some of the advice you're giving not only to the Wysocki family of companies, but the other growers that you're working with. What do you expect?
Well, last year we didn't have a lot of pest pressure and we didn't have a lot of disease pressure. That's another thing that happened with the dry year that we had. Typically, we're spraying fungicides as early as the middle of June. This last year, it was probably more like the early or middle part of July before some of those fungicides went out. And at the end of the year, we also stopped in some cases 3 weeks earlier than we normally would. So we weren't having to manage those diseases. And the same thing goes for the pests. We didn't have a lot of big thunderstorms. And usually when we have weather fronts and thunderstorms that come in, they bring aphids and different vectors of diseases up with those thunderstorms. So we didn't have that. And so we didn't have a lot of the pest pressures that we've had in the past. There are pests that are here. And so that's maybe the lead into this year is that the warm winter will undoubtedly bring us more pest pressure this coming year because we haven't had the cold temperatures. And it's not necessarily the very cold temperatures. It's the dry hotness of cold temperatures. And that's typically what impacts those insect populations. Haven't had that this year. So we're expecting a probably pretty bad year when it comes to some of these pests, because they're not going to have the losses over the winter they would normally have in a typical Wisconsin winter.
Wacky winter temperatures. They can be a problem for those stored potatoes that need to make their way to you in the grocery store. And it's an issue for the seed potatoes that will go into the ground this spring. Mike Kopis along with us. He's a senior agronomist with the Waisaki family of companies growing spuds in the Central Sands. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
From Birchwood to Poplar, this is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports.
Today, young adults face big questions about their future. How will you make your mark? Do you want to be part of something bigger than yourself? Are you ready to learn new skills and make new friendships? Perhaps you have a dream that you're ready to make real. So, how will you make a mark with your future? As you embark on a journey toward finding these answers, the military can serve as a resource for providing help, information, and opportunities. A public service message from the Department of Defense. To learn more, visit todaysmilitary.com.
The Todd Alba Show.
You look at Taylor Swift. She fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey everybody, it's Todd Alba, noon to 3 on Tuesday. We'll preview the Michigan primary and also cereal for dinner. We'll explain.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
There is an anthem building called Protect Our Farms Act. The Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation, along with several Wisconsin commodity groups, are introducing this legislation to try to block local governments from implementing stricter rules than the state imposes when it comes to animal care. Jason Mungnaini, Executive Director of Government Affairs for the Farm Bureau Federation, explains.
This really all stems back to California's Prop 12 law that was enacted back in 2018, and you know, through the court process, the U.S. Supreme Court actually upheld California's right to enact their own animal ag standards as it relates to pork and veal and egg products. But the result of that is, because California is a net importer, they're actually enacting those standards on producers from other states. What I'm concerned about here in Wisconsin is those types of standards being enacted at a local level and creating a total patchwork of regulatory circumstances for Wisconsin's livestock operations, for our dairy industry.
Jason Mungnaini, Executive Director of Government Affairs for the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation, talking about this Protect Our Farms Act that they're moving down at the state capitol. Producers say that trying to farm by other states' rules is flat out impossible, and it's also expensive. One of those that's watching the situation, A.J. Roth, past president of the Wisconsin Pork Association, past president of the National Pork Board. He said he is looking at making some changes on his Crawford County farm to maybe be able to sell pork into California. But he says one state is one situation. You start seeing other states add laws like this, and then it becomes impossible.
If I'm getting ordinance put on me by someone that never deals with the farm animals at all, I think that's wrong. If they're coming forward and they deal with this on a daily basis, like if we have a bunch of farmers got together and said, in this township, we don't want to have this certain practices, then that's fine with me. So I understand constituents out there and come and talk to their board, their township board or their county board, and they want to put something together, but it should be from the people that are at stake with that ordinance, not by someone else.
A.J. Roth, again, pork producer from Crawford County, sharing with us his perspective on what it's like to try to farm with all this patchwork of dictums coming your way. So we'll keep an eye on what's happening with Protect Our Farms Act, just recently introduced down at the state capitol. Well, it's time for me to introduce him again to you on a Tuesday morning. Stumach Ag Meteorologist along with us. Man, did I make a very poor wardrobe choice this morning. I'm wearing long sleeves, and holy spud, you walk outside this morning, there's no need for long sleeves right now.
No, not right now, and it's going to be a pretty mild day, but believe it or not, it's kind of shifted, Pam. I mean, yesterday, record high temperatures at Madison and La Crosse, 67 degrees. Cooler at the lake. Milwaukee only hit 54.
Oh, wow.
Now, today it's going to be different. The east gets the warmth, and the west, La Crosse, going to be just a little bit cooler. Now, that has to do with the approach of a front, a cool front that's just trying to edge into far western Wisconsin. Behind that boundary, there is snow, north-central, far northwest Minnesota, from eastern North Dakota to southwest South Dakota, not very heavy. Grand Forks seeing a little measurable snow right now on the North Dakota-Minnesota border. In terms of Wisconsin, most of us aren't going to talk about that kind of activity. But a mild day today, that cool front pushes through. When it passes, you'll know that winds become northwest, and that's going to let that cooler air build in. We'll all see a little snow, I expect, for most of us toward tonight or maybe late afternoon in the west, and it may start first as rain, then mix with change over to snow. A brief period of freezing rain could mix in there too, but it's not going to amount to much. Far in the north is where snow will really accumulate. For the rest of us, a little sloppy, wet stuff that gets really crispy by early tomorrow. The good news, it's short-lived. In fact, sunshine returns later tomorrow. And with the sunshine, we're back above freezing by Thursday and Friday. So we melt off whatever we run into tonight and early Wednesday. But late tonight, early Wednesday could be the worst if you're going to be out in the road or trying to get something done outside. I'll have forecast details right after this.
There goes Pam Yonke across Wisconsin in her suburban truck. Thanks to Blaine's Farm and Fleet, the original, authentic, still family-owned since 1955. And from Farm First Dairy Cooperative, serving dairy farmers across the Midwest since 2013. Farm First Dairy Cooperative, member-focused, member-driven, member-led. Keep up with Pam at MidwestFarmReport.com and on Facebook at Fabulous Farm Babe, on Instagram at Fab Farm Babe, or by downloading the Midwest Farm Report app.
We're exploring farming in the last frontier, Alaska. Come and join us. Hi, everyone. I'm Pam Yonke. The date's August 22nd through September 1st. We'll visit a variety of Alaska farms, including a private boat excursion to experience a shrimping operation. Of course, you'll get all the majestic scenery and impressive wildlife along the way. Visit holidayvacations.com, keyword Pam, for more information and to watch a travel video, or call 888-557-1020 today. All right, I see that despite the dry weather in Wisconsin, the Birkebeiner still happened over the weekend. That's kind of a shock to me. I would have thought they had to scrap it this year.
They protected that snow with their lives.
Well, now they're going to get more from the sounds of it.
A little bit up there, yeah. They'll get a little bit more out of this, a couple of inches possible. But for the rest of us, not quite that way. In fact, today we'll talk about some sun, but the clouds build in. And expect then, along with the clouds, especially in the west, maybe even in the south central, a little light rain or a sprinkle or something here by later today. Not going to be a big event yet today. It could be in the 60s in the west, 70 or so in the south and east, really warming up. And south winds today, 5 to 10, even more gusty in the afternoon. Overnight, for most of us, Cloudy skies, rain could mix with change to snow, maybe a brief instance of some freezing rain as temperatures drop into the teens. Yes, from almost 70 today to teens tonight. Northwest winds a good 10 to 20, gusting to 35, really adding to the chill. And then tomorrow, some morning clouds clearing out, a cool day, mid-20s for most of us, with the northwest winds gusting to 30 and 35. And by Thursday, sunny, a little better, in the 40s, mid-40s, and winds return to the south, gusting near 30. Maybe a half inch to an inch of slop, Pam, that falls tonight and freezes real crusty tomorrow morning.
So we'll have to be a little careful whether you're walking or driving, hey?
Yeah, you're going to find those spots where it froze on and isn't very nice, but by Thursday, it's gone.
Mm-hmm. All right. Very good. You're going to be gone now. I'll catch you tomorrow.
All right. See you then.
Stu Muck, our ag meteorologist, with your weather update.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Some pharmacies have been hobbled by a cyber attack that have left them unable to verify insurance information for prescriptions. Patients forced to temporarily pay out of pocket.
With this latest attack, a pharmacy near Pittsburgh is using the honor system, giving patients their meds now and billing insurance later.
Large pharmacy chains like Walgreens and CVS are reporting only a limited impact from this attack. It's the smaller pharmacies that have been most affected. Many have now switched to paper processing, which is causing delays and backlog.
ABC's Lionel Moise. The top four congressional leaders go to the White House today to huddle with President Biden on keeping the government open past Friday night. The odds against the Kroger and Albertsons grocery chain merger are getting longer. Federal Trade Commission is suing to stop the $25 billion deal, saying it would eliminate competition and lead to higher prices. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know.
early ballots in Wisconsin won't be counted until Election Day this fall. State Senator Dan Knodel tells WYSN-TV's Upfront that he has no plans to bring the so-called Monday processing bill before the Senate Elections Committee this spring. The bill would let election workers start counting early ballots the day before Election Day. It recently passed the Assembly with broad bipartisan support. A new report says only 1 in 3 people with commercial health insurance can find proper mental health care. Stanford psychiatrist Benjamin Miller says the American system treats mental health as less important.
And when you're in a crisis where you or your loved one need get the help that they need, you have to work harder to get that help. It's almost like the cruelest irony in healthcare.
The report was released by the mental health advocacy group Inseparable. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
It's the Bucks and the Hornets tonight.
Hi,
I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are back home in what Giannis says seems like forever, taking on the Charlotte Hornets.
Going home now. I feel like we've been on the road for so long. Play against Charlotte. They're a tough team, young team, play fast, very, you know, scrappy, crafty players. Dangerous team. We have to, you know, respect them and play good basketball. Play hard like we did. Hopefully, we can get a win.
Bucks forward Bobby Portis.
The second half of the season. It's a sprint right now. 24 games left. We had 26 after the break. Every game starts to matter.
College hoops. The Wisconsin Badgers in Indiana to take on the Hoosiers. NFL. The Packers at the NFL Combine. GM Brian Gutekunst says he thought Green Bay was on their way to beating the 49ers and on to the NFC Championship.
Yeah, we were, you know, 5 minutes ago in that game. I mean, I think we were squarely thinking that's where we were headed.
That's Brian Gutekunst with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Sunshine early today, then rain and snow possible after around 2 or 3 p.m. We'll get to around 51 early this afternoon with temperatures falling into the upper 20s by late today. The wind will be northwest at 10 to 20, gusting to 25. Tonight, some light snow, 3 above. Tomorrow, sunny 19. We're back to 43 by Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
And a little luck to play the game of pool. And you could say one Q-making company in Wisconsin has both. Schmelke Q's in Rice Lake is the oldest pool Q-maker in the U.S. and remains a family-owned, third-generation operated business. Schmelke started as a one-man shop in the 1940s. Now more than 20 employees work at the facility. So do you know which state has the most Q-making manufacturers? Is it Maryland, Minnesota, Wisconsin? The answer coming up. Pool is an old game, and the cues similar to the ones used to play today were created in the late 1600s in Northern Europe. Pool came to America in the 19th century. So did you guess which state currently has 4 of the top 5 cue manufacturers? It is Wisconsin. And Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake has also been inducted into the International Cue Makers Hall of Fame, making this a worldwide slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
I want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes.
We have found your birds.
Space is my bird.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder, metamorphosis, lost of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Wanted it, which is nice to see in the second half of the season.
And now back to the Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
She's sweeter than a glass of chocolate milk and louder than a morning rooster. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
I say this weather is definitely something to crow about. Can you believe it's the 27th day of February? You wouldn't believe it if you look at this forecast. Today, we're going to have partly cloudy skies. 68 are expected high tomorrow. Windy and colder. 28 are expected high. Thursday, sunshine and 47. Friday, partly cloudy, 51. Saturday, we're back up with sunshine and 61 degrees. Pam Yonke, really glad you're along with us. Right now in the Madison area, we're picking up just a little bit of precipitation. I want to remind you again, if you're getting rainfall, if you're getting snowfall, whatever weather conditions you're dealing with, we love to hear about it. Go ahead and use our talk text line whenever the notion strikes you. That number, 877-301-FARM. That's 877-301-3276. One of the other reasons why I want you to remember that number is beginning Friday, March 1st, we are partnering up with the National Weather Service to try to recruit citizen scientists. The National Weather Service really relies on you on the ground with a rain gauge to help them do better forecasting. And beginning March 1st is their annual campaign to recruit more citizen scientists that can report rainfall. You think about technology. Well, the catch is, in a lot of Wisconsin, there is no technology to help us with on-the-ground rainfall reports. That's where you come in. So keep that number handy, 877-301-FARM, as we get ready to partner with the National Weather Service and get our rainfall recruiters rolling. So today is the 27th day of February. On this day back in 1904, the second state capitol in Madison burns to the ground. They said there was a generator that was turned off for the night, but somehow it managed to catch fire. About 2 in the morning, the night watchman discovered the basic flames, and at that time, they couldn't do too much. So the second state capitol burns to the ground on this day, 1904. On this day in 1969, about 1,000 students on the UW-Madison campus rampaged through 9 campus buildings. They were protesting low black enrollment. Happened on this day back in 1969. And happy 94th birthday, Joanne Woodward. Now, Joanne Woodward is an actress on her own credentials, but she was also married to husband Paul Newman for more than 50 years. Joanne Woodward, 94 years young today, living with her family in Connecticut. Unfortunately, more than a decade ago, Joanne Woodward was also diagnosed with dementia, but they say she's still doing fine. Happy birthday, and now you know. Despite the weather that we're going to enjoy in the state of Wisconsin, there's still a lot of angst in farm country. Our commodity prices are not as strong as they were more than a year ago. Corn, soybeans, wheat, whatever you're growing, it's worth less in 2024. But the costs of growing that crop really haven't changed much. It's the same stress for our Wisconsin dairy producers. Their milk price is down more than $4 a hundredweight compared to just over a year ago. And again, cost of production stays about the same. Weather, take a look around the state of Wisconsin. We're deficit almost everywhere. when it comes to rainfall, snowfall. These are the kinds of things that farmers can't shut off in their minds. And that's why farmers stand a tremendous risk of suicide. I talked about it with a gentleman that's going to be conducting a special training for farmers, families, and agribusiness people coming up on March 14th. His name, Dan Muxfeldt, and he is a trainer with the Mental Health First Aid Group. It's part of the National Council for Mental Well-Being, and he said people need to understand that farmers in particular are at a high risk for doing harm to themselves.
It's a real problem. Farmer suicide is 3.5 to 5 times more likely than the national average. And that goes right back to the kind of stressors that you were talking about, the overriding feeling of sadness or anxiety can take people to some very difficult and scary places. And mental health first aid helps everybody in the farm community to recognize changes in someone that could indicate that they're struggling with a mental health or substance use disorder.
Well, you make a good point that there are telltale signs that we might want to be mindful of. Sometimes, Dan, like I said, we can be standing in a group and somebody's kind of quiet or they just don't seem like they're quite as engaged as normal. Give us a couple tidbits that we might want to think about, pay attention to, even at the outset of these conversations that could be the first signs.
Well, in addition to what you've just mentioned, things that you would notice, one of the main things you'll notice is when they stop showing up. When they stop showing up at Farm Bureau meetings, at church, at any number of places where you would expect to see them, that's something you need to be concerned about. Also, you should take note of what their farm looks like. When they stop enjoying farming because of the stress and the difficulties, they just aren't keeping things up the way they have. And it's a natural thing to have happen. So if you notice changes where someone isn't there anymore or where the appearance of their farm is off, that's something to pay attention to. Also, just noting people's fatigue, noticing their really all of the things like weight and appetite change, things like that can make a difference, which is why it's so important to get farmers, neighbors, farm families to attend this training so they can get a clear understanding of what they're seeing.
Dan Muxfeldt, he is a trainer with Mental Health First Aid. Coming up on March 14th, they're holding a day-long training session to recognize the sign of mental strain, mental stress, possible tendencies towards suicide in not just farmers, but really anybody. It's a day-long training session, absolutely free. All they want you to do is show up. Runs from 8 in the morning till 4:30 in the afternoon at McFarland's in Sauk City. Now, we've got details up on our website, MidwestFarmReport.com, or you can go to SaukPrairieHealthcare.org and get registered. SaukPrairieHealthcare.org. Again, Thursday, March 14th, day-long training for mental health first aid at McFarland's in Sauk City. We've got John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, joining us in just a moment. Yesterday in Chicago, the barrel cheese gained 5.5 cents to 167. 40-pound block cheese was up 4 cents at 159. Double A butter unchanged at 285 a pound. This morning, Class 3 March milk, that's the price that our Wisconsin dairy farmers get paid on, up 4 cents at 1762. April Class 3 milk's up 6 at 1806. This morning, December corn right now is up 3 at 460. November beans are up 12 at 1141. July wheat currently up a penny at 578 a bushel. This warmer weather's got all kinds of farmers thinking about all kinds of things they could be doing. Saw on social media yesterday that some farmers in south central southwest Wisconsin have decided they're going to plant corn. Yep, just a couple acres as an experiment. I'm not surprised. There are also a lot of Wisconsin farmers that are kind of battling themselves. Do I put my livestock back out on pastures? Yes, it's early, but the exercise is good. Problem is, will that pasture hold up? That's one of the questions that Joe Tomdahl is asking himself. He's a dairy farmer in northern Wisconsin and executive director of the Dairy Grazing Apprenticeship. He had a chance to visit with our own Charity Seebecker and talk technology that we're using in grazing today, including a mechanism called paddock track.
One of the key precision technologies that we'll use is the paddock track technology. And what paddock track does is it's an actual sonar that fits on the front of our four-wheeler. It basically talks to our iPhone, so it gets a geoposition, kind of a reference and a timestamp on which paddock it's in. It's all plotted out on a computer ahead of time. So we're able to go through our fields once a week. It'll identify where it's at on the farm and how much grass is growing there. And at the end of this, it'll give us a complete grazing wedge. So it'll basically line up each one of our paddocks and it'll tell us how much dry matter is in there.
There you go. More technology on the farm, this time called paddock track. That's Joe Tomdahl. He is the executive director of Wisconsin's Dairy Grazing Apprenticeship. He and his wife, Christy, farm up in Medford. He is also the 2022 winner of the Leopold Conservation Award in Wisconsin, our Dairy Grazing Apprenticeship. Coming up next, got to find out what's going on with these markets. Actually, they've rebounded pretty decently overnight, but do they have the staying power to hang in for the rest of the day? Talking about that and more with our friend John Heinberg, market advisor, Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. That's next.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Jahnke. Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. The Todd Alba Show.
I'm Trigvi Olsen. Steven from Green Bay, go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You told me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Green Bay is a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
From Birchwood to Poplar, this is the Buzz of the North. 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports.
That you can give them a call, 800-334-9779, and their website, totalfarmmarketing.com. Everybody's talking about the weather, John. The Wisconsin is kind of marveling at what we're dealing with today. It looks like the marketplace is talking about weather too, not necessarily Wisconsin's though.
Yeah, that's one of the things we saw come into the marketplace here yesterday and help turn things around, mainly and started in that wheat market, the KC wheat belt or the hard red winter wheat belt down in the southern plains. Obviously, they've been still dealing with some dryness issues in some of those areas. And now we're looking at some temperature extremes here over the next handful of days. I'm just actually looking at a weather map right now. Today, it's supposed to be in the 80s in Kansas, but right behind it is 30s and 40s. And we see our forecast here. You know, does that cause some shock to the crop, and that they're throwing a little bit of weather premium into this market at this time frame? You know, as depressed as these markets have been, there's minimal weather premium at all in terms of the price. And as with the window where we're at, this might be a spot, like I said, we see a little bit of money flow into those markets, even though those are sometimes very limited rallies and they turn into opportunities maybe to get some sales in more than anything, because a lot of times those, that weather premium will leave as fast as it can come in.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Now, just because you know they're out there. Have you heard or do you have any insights into spring planting farther south?
Obviously, some areas are starting to get moving down there in terms of the cotton planting, and then starting in maybe some of the early season corn in the southern states, just even talking to guys around here in the Midwest, you know, with this warm weather and things of that nature, people are getting a little itchy already to get some things done in terms of maybe even some anhydrous coming on or getting some more tillage done that they didn't get done over the fall, things of that nature. I'm hearing those chatters out there. So, realistically, a warm, dry spring, as much as it's great for producers getting things going, getting stuff in the ground, it might not be one of those things that's going to help prices at all, because this market will start feeling like, hey, we got a big supply out there, we got big supplies coming, and we're rolling early, and that usually doesn't do well in terms of price support in that time frame. So that could be one of those headwinds over the spring if this weather does continue to stay friendly.
Absolutely. John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, joining us live this morning. As I mentioned earlier, their website, totalfarmmarketing.com, and John himself able to be reached 800-334-9779. It's not just our weather. What's shaking in South America these days, John?
Well, we got to, again, talk about weather premium, and we're just still trying to get a good grasp on how big this soybean crop is out of Brazil. It obviously is damaged. Again, we still see some estimates coming down, around that 145 to 150 million metric ton level. In fact, another exchange analyst group lowered their estimates a couple tons again yesterday afternoon. And we're starting to hear maybe some pattern changes. Again, these are long-range forecasts. Sometimes they're not worth the paper they're written on, but maybe we have a chance that we see some of that dryness come back into central Brazil as well as southern parts of Argentina, and that could limit some of the production as we move into the spring. So that's going to be something we need to watch. And again, we got a market that has zero weather premium in, and that may be some of the factor that we're starting to see maybe getting flow a little bit of money back into this market, especially again given how oversold we are with those funds hitting record short positions in the corn market here this last week in terms of their selling pressure.
Right. And again, the fundamentals, something we can't take our eye off of. It may not be part of our daily conversation, but again, explain for the audience why it's important to keep an eye on where money is flowing, John.
A lot of times the markets move on what we call sentiment and feelings. And if the market is starting to feel like, hey, all of a sudden things could be starting to tighten up, we'll see money flow into that market on the buying side of things. You go look at the cattle market and the strength that it has. I truly think the headlines that are out there about, lowest cattle crop in 73 years brings investor money into that market based on those fundamentals and the feeling that, hey, this market's tight on supplies and we're going to continue to see strength. On the other side, we've been watching the grain really just get pummeled here. Basically, the month of February, we've had, counting yesterday, 4 days higher in the corn market. Again, the growing supplies, the concerns on demand, the negative feelings overall, and it was just easy for money to push this thing lower as we put these new contract lows in on a daily basis till yesterday.
Yeah, and the overall tone in the marketplace, whether it's commodities or anything else, is a little on the tentative side, isn't it?
Very much so. The economy, the inflation side of things, those are all things that are going to continue to be watched closely. If we get back into a little bit more of an inflationary environment, that's supportive of commodities. If inflation continues to stay under control and how the Fed handles the money flow, that could continue to put pressure on commodity prices. It's just a very coincidence, as interest rates are starting to settle down and inflation settle down, commodity prices settle down. So those two are kind of tied hand in hand as we move forward. And that'll be something we got to keep an eye on all the way through till the end of the year.
Friday, we've got a cattle on feed report. You alluded to the headlines that everybody suddenly is jumping on, even though we've been talking for a while about tight cattle supplies. You think the run's still going to continue?
I still like the way the money's moving into the market. I like the strength in the retail values. Choice carcasses back over $300 again yesterday at the midday numbers. Just tells us there's still solid demand and supplies are a little bit tight here. You know, the packers are going to probably slow the chains down again to get these weights up a little so they get more product in the cooler. But at this time frame, the way the arrows are still pointing, like this cattle market may have some more upside in it. But I am still very, very cautious with my cattle producers about making sure we got a floor here because the cattle market can move extremely quickly when things want to turn over.
Yeah, don't look a gift horse in the mouth, hey?
Understand value and when the prices are there for you.
Yeah, good deal. All right, my friend, sounds good. We'll catch up with you next week. Maybe have a chance to take another look back at the cattle on feed report this Friday, okay?
Sounds very good. Have a great week.
John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. He joins us live every Tuesday morning to make sure you know what's going on in the marketplace before you kind of get engaged in the conversation. And like he said, he's always open. If you're talking risk management or you want to figure out what your position needs to be, he's happy to help you. It doesn't matter how many acres you've got. TotalFarmMarketing.com is the website. The toll-free number for John is 800-334-9779, 800-334-9779, or John H at TotalFarmMarketing.com. We're glad to have his advice rolling into a Tuesday session. Now, coming up tomorrow, auctions, they are aplenty at this time of the year, all across not just Wisconsin, but the United States. We are going to be visiting with Ashley Hewen from the Steffes Group, talking about inflation, talking about interest rates and the overall, you know, concern in the marketplace. Is that impacting our auction prices, especially for things like farm equipment? We'll find out what Ashley has to say about that. Don't forget, more available now, MidwestFarmReport.com.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Jahnke.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Farming is risky. Today, the start of a three-part series on risk management on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for Rizol from ProGrow Bio. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. Ag economists at Purdue University talk to a lot of farmers about their impressions of risk. They survey folks monthly for their Ag Barometer feature and poll others from time to time to gauge how they operate their farms. Purdue's Michael Langemeyer says it helps form the basis for teaching farmers about creating a risk strategy.
What we're trying to do with this strategic risk education is to try to get more people to be proactive and really think about their strategy and think about how their strategy might change as we get these big shocks.
Langemeyer says developing a risk strategy involves assessing influences both within your operation and from outside.
Government policy changes could be a strategic risk. Changes in consumer preferences. For example, as consumers pay more for attributes or more willing to pay for attributes of vegetables, for example, that might change your strategy. Maybe you try to have a more value-added strategy to try to capture the fact that consumer preferences are changing. Obviously, weather patterns would also be a strategic risk.
And says Langemeyer, don't forget technology. How you implement technology or not, and what you invest in it, could have a huge impact on the viability of your farm. More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Nightline.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
The Todd Almost Show.
You look at Taylor Swift. She fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.